I'm here today to discuss Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 47. And this idea, this legislation came to me from within the St. Louis County community, an extraordinary group of community volunteers have been working hard to try to find a better way to place hard-to-place foster parents, foster children, children that, for whatever reason, have found themselves in the system and stuck in the system. And this group's really extraordinary non-for-profit agency in that they're doing great works, but simultaneously they're finding unique ways to fund themselves. They do all the typical type of developmental work, I mean the fundraising work that an agency would normally do, but in addition to that they have a resale store, and they target really kind of teens, preteens, young adults. So it's a very effective store, and not only do they raise a lot of money there, they actually, with these foster children, they give them a chance at employment there. So it's a unique organization, but what I found the most really, really interesting thing, one of the challenges we have, not just my community, but all across the state, is we do have a lot of children that get stuck in the foster care system, and we try to find parents to, you know, good solid homes for those children. It's difficult. So what this agency has done is they've embarked upon a process that whereby through the help of retired policemen and FBI investigators, things like that, they will take a hard-to-place foster child, and they will, over the course of a matter of weeks, they will find dozens and dozens of extended family members. So not just, you know, the immediate family, the once removed, but to go as far as, you know, twice removed, they'll go and they'll find just significant people in the lives of either this foster child or the parents, the biological parents of the foster child. So it could be things like godparents, things like that. Mm-hmm. And then from that whole community of people that they then make aware to that community of people, the existence of this child in the foster care system, and then they petition that community of people to consider first fostering, and then ultimately becoming adoptive parents to these hard-to-place children. They have an extraordinary success rate. There are people here today that are going to testify to their plan, their program. And what they've asked us to consider is to redefine. The law is very clear about once you get to be once you're second removed, that's family, and then there are certain resources that are made available to you that stop at that line of demarcation. And what they're asking is that we extend that to broaden that line of demarcation. And so this process has become so successful, not just for this organization, that some of the more formal institutionalized Division of Family Services have looked to, and in some respects adopted this similar approach, and with great success. As you might imagine, for a child, even if a child were to find an adoptive home at 13, 14, or 15, the, you know, outside observer might suggest that, well, okay, they had a family for 3 or 4 or 5 years. These families are their forever family, you know. And so if we just think about the increased likelihood, probability of that young person becoming a productive member of society, if we can get them to a family at some point in their developmental years, and then have that family be there the way families have been there for all of us in our adult years, and even theoretically have this young person help take care of their parents that they find when their parents are older, that the savings to society and just the betterment of society, it's obvious, I know, to all of you how much of a better place we might have if this connection were ultimately made at this critical stage of these young people's lives.